Welcome to Conversations, and I am joined with Lisa and our second-born son, Austin. Yep. Really excited Hello. About this. Hey, Austin.
How's it going?
It's going great.
You've got a nice-looking beard, Austin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's Super Bowl week, and I'm going to tell you, the team that will probably win is the team that has their mind renewed the best.
There it is.
There we go.
There's the secret.
You know, I did have a professional athlete look at me just 2 weeks ago, or actually it was about 4 weeks ago, and they said, you know, I went farther this year because of the word of God that you spoke to me. What happened was we sat next to each other on a plane, and I preached the whole time about, hey, this is what God's called you to do. You should be shining. You da-da. And that whole conversation caused them to go farther than they'd ever gone
wow.
in their sport, which
that's
was
awesome.
Golf before. So I was so excited.
What, wait, that's a shot golf? It was golf?
Yeah, it was golf.
Sports is so mental. I think it's so accurate. Sports is so mental and almost everything in life.
Everything in life is mental.
Won and lost in your mind, for
yes.
sure.
Yeah.
Which puts us right on topic. We are going to be talking about mental health. We're going to be discussing how to identify the incorrect patterns of thoughts or beliefs and how to practically renew our minds.
I want to talk Romans 12:2. Do not... Listen to the scripture, do not be conformed to this world. Now, you think about that, you think, oh, the third world thinks evil and this and that. Let's not limit it to that. The world says, I'm going to be sick this year because every winter I get sick. And I'm going to tell you something. I had that thought. I was raised with that thought. I was taught that thought with my family. When I got saved, Austin, you know what I did? I started saying, I don't need to have a cold this winter. And I started praying the word of God that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed, that John prayed that we would be in health. Do you know? I started going winters without being sick. And
that's
yet,
amazing. And I can testify that. You are one of the healthiest people. You both are some of the healthiest
Thank you.
People. But it can be even more simple than that. It can be, hey, I'm critical on myself, or I'm hard on other people.
That was
I'm
your
hard
battle.
On myself. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's several people's battle, too. And that mindset of that's just my personality. Does it need to be, though? Does it have to be?
And so I guess the thing that I'm bringing up is all of us, the way we were raised in this world, we had certain thought patterns that are incongruent with the word of God, and it leads to failure, defeat, and harm in our lives. And so I'll finish the scripture. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Wow.
God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for us is salvation, holiness, purity,
love, integrity,
kindness.
Yeah. Peace.
That's what God intends, but the world does not train us for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so excited because we've developed a course, and Austin, you have been the pioneer, the engineer, the director, producer of this course.
It's fun. It's been super fun.
Yeah, but I'm going to share something. Austin, of our four sons, battled mental attacks more than any of our sons and a lot of people that are friends of ours. And Austin, what probably could have taken you down didn't. Because you battled with the word of God. And that's why I'm so excited, because this could have taken you down, but you were like, I'm not going to let it.
Yeah, there were so many mindsets that I had and thoughts that I had that were limiting. Like, I felt very limited by them. And it was amazing to just fight through that and be like, you know what, if I get past this, I'm going to be a better person on the other side. I'm actually going to like who I am. And I know that sounds terrible, but there are many aspects of my personality that I knew. Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah,
the unconditional love of parents.
you.
But you know what I mean, where you have like mindsets where you're like, man, why do I even think this way? Why am I acting this way? I don't want to be this person. I know I was made to be better. I know I was made to be like Christ, and I want to actually see that in my life. And so I remember going through this, and you guys were a huge help with that, but just going through it and being like, one day this is going to be able to help out so many more people who mm-hmm. are dealing with this as well. And something just as a quick encouragement, you guys oftentimes would say, I believe your brain right now is one of your biggest enemies.
Yeah.
But when you learn to harness that, it's going to be your biggest strength. And I remember just believing that as I renewed my mind with the word of God, as I was conformed to what God says about me, then this would completely change, that my mentality would then become my greatest asset. And so thank you guys.
We're so proud of you because a lot of people cave and give up. But I always felt like, Austin, this was going to be God training your hands for war and your fingers for battle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you've actually come through the other side of it, isn't just a message. This renew course isn't just, hey, this might be something we could do, but this is a passion. This is a passion that's on your life. This is a passion. We want to see the people of God healthy and strong in the spirit of their mind.
And I'm going to say, I'm going to go as far as say this. You know, my battle was being offended. And I battled with that thing for years. And when God finally showed me how to come out of that through his word, mm-hmm. then and God has me write a book, and now millions have read the book. But here's the thing, Austin, that's why I know this course is really going to help people. Because this isn't theory for you. Mm-mm. This was life or death for you. And that's why I love this course. And Lisa and I both felt privileged to be invited to come on as guests to this course. And so, folks, this is Austin's beta Satan. This is Austin's kiss the girls and made him cry message, our life messages.
Wow. So, well, you have to use that
one
title.
Up. Yeah, he pulled that one out.
Well, that was one of your life messages. You have a few, but thank you. That was one of them.
The more God does in your life, the more life messages you have.
Yeah, you get more books and more courses.
Yeah. And so what I would love to today, just discuss how this practically looks like for people who are listening. So Renew's been out for about 2 weeks. We've gotten amazing feedback so far. And I just want to kind of share one of the ingredients of the secret sauce, you can call it. And that is the idea that is found in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6 says this, and I'm going to just pull out parts of it, but for the weapons of our warfare. And that's amazing that we've been given weapons, and one of those weapons is the word of God. In Ephesians 6, it talks about how the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so the Holy Spirit wants to help us through this process of renewing our mind, and we have the privilege of using the sword, which is the word of God. And that was one of the things you taught me, Mom, through your message with Girls at Swords and stuff like that. Even as a man, I can use God's word as a sword to Absolutely. Combat the enemy. And one of the things we need to do is we have that privilege of pulling down, this verse continues to say, pulling down strongholds and casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And oftentimes when we hear this verse, people hear it in the context of spiritual warfare. And I think that's very true, but oftentimes it has to do with the battle that's going on in your mind.
Absolutely.
You can use that sword to tear down strongholds that have been working against you with the word of God. And so what does that look like practically? And so I think this verse can be made so practical if we allow it. And so it says very clearly here that we get to pull down strongholds. And so what are those strongholds? Other translations of this verse talks about thoughts and reasonings that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God or the knowledge of Christ.
Bringing every thought into captivity
to the obedience of Christ. And another way you could read that is bringing, one way that made this so practical to me was at the end it says the obedience of Christ. And Christ is the word made flesh. And so another way you could say that is you bring all your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of the word of God.
It's
and
beautiful.
So that is something that is so key. Because you have this weapon, the word of God, you can use it to bring every single thought, every single belief you have into alignment with the word of God. And I love that. That brings the scripture alive. It makes it so practical.
And Austin, you said bring every thought into captivity. And we want you to understand your thought doesn't go captive. Your thought becomes in alignment with God, obedience to God. And what it does actually is creates liberty in your life. So what he's saying is captivate the thoughts that have been messing you up, throw them out, replace them with the word of God. And that's what's going to create liberty, the liberty that everybody's looking for. It's so amazing to me. I think what I've just been thinking about in the recent weeks is how we really think we know what's good, best, and right for our life, and we begin to go down that path, when in reality, the one who made us, you know, a creator, a manufacturer, knows what makes his product broke and what makes it work. Here's our creator who knows what will make us broke and what will make us work. Mm-hmm. And so we think we know more than our creator, but in reality, if we just, he gave us the book, he gave us his thoughts in creating us. If we get that into us, we now start living the blessed life God created us to live.
Yep. And this is such an empowering verse when you realize that you have a weapon that you can use to get past whatever mental health or problem that you're struggling with, whatever mentality, whatever wrong beliefs you may have, you can get past it. And I remember one of the first verses that you told me about back when I probably couldn't even read, but you would say this verse to me. It was Proverbs 4:20, and it was my favorite verse when I was a kid. And it talked about, my son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ear to what I have to say. And so many times we have the choice to either believe what our past circumstances have said about us, or what other people have said about us, or what we've thought about our own selves, whether that be I'm not good enough looking, or I'm a failure, or I was a disappointment, and so I'm always going to be a disappointment. Whatever it is, you have the ability to always take your thoughts and bring them back into remembrance to what God says about you, and let that be the anchor for your life.
Austin, how do you identify a false belief? Because there might be people, they just think that they're just thinking normal. How do you actually locate when you have a false belief active in your life?
I think something that really helped me out, and there's a scripture on this in Hebrews 4:12 that talks about it. And I'll just read it real quick. It says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." And I think there's that exposing of the word of God. And that's when you can tell if this belief is something that you've conjured up in your mind, or if it's actually truth. And so one of the best ways to identify a false belief is to think about, we'll start with a practical relationship, your relationship with God. There's many different false beliefs that can creep in and really drive a wedge between you and God. And some of those could be like, God doesn't love me, or God is distant.
Or I'm not doing enough.
Or God is nitpicky with what I do, or God is against me. There's so many different of these false beliefs where if you say it out loud, like, oh, God loves you, we hear that all the time, but do we actually believe that? Or is the belief that's floating around in our head, man, God loves Christians, God loves his children, but for some reason, God doesn't love me? And I think that is such a subtle way that the enemy tries to tear us down, is he makes us believe these false beliefs about the way God sees us. And so that's something that I'd recommend. Something that I would do is I just sat down and I was like, where have I believed about God that, or what have I believed about God that is contrary to what his word said? And I had to be very honest with myself. Am I seeing God as this condemning God that is just looking for any excuse to condemn me? And at this point, you know, I'm already saved, and many Christians still battle with that thought of, I messed up and God is looking for an excuse to condemn me, and I proved him right. And when you realize that God's not fighting in the opposite corner as you, but he's in your corner, it changes things.
And that's really good.
And so that's just something I'd recommend. Like, the first thing you do is just sit down, like take 30 minutes, get alone in a room, sit down and be like, what am I believing about God that is not found in his word? Like, what did I make up? It could be other people told you this about God. It could be the way you felt in a moment. It could be a past circumstance that made you believe this. It could be thoughts that were planted in your mind by the enemy, whatever. Think about the way you've been viewing God, the beliefs you have about God, and see which ones do not line up with his word.
And Austin, that's why it's so important that people spend time reading their Bibles.
Yes. Yes.
I know it sounds like it's old fashioned, but you know, if you don't know what God says, you know,
how can you replace it?
You know, yeah. I was in Hawaii getting ready to speak at a conference, and Lisa wasn't with me on that trip. And there was this woman that sat down next to me, and I'm sitting there reading, and she's like, "What are you reading? What are you here for?" And I was like, I told her, and she was like, "Oh," and she started telling me all about God, and it was completely crazy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So I said,
her perspective.
And I think her name was Linda. And I said, "Hey, Linda, see that guy sitting over there across the pool?" I said, "You know, I was out, it was nighttime. I was out, not nighttime, it was just the sun was going down. I was just reading in the chair, and there was another guy over there." And I said, "Suppose I go over there to him and I said, 'Hey, see Linda sitting over there?' I said, 'Linda's a vegan. She doesn't eat any meat.' And I said, 'She loves crocheting. And she's on the U.S. women's synchronized swimming team.'" And she started laughing. She said, "Everything you just said is not even true about me." And I said, "But Linda, why?" "Because I never found out about you." And I said, "Here you are telling me all this about God, and yet I don't find anything you just said to me in the word." And so all of a sudden she was like, wow. And so that's why sometimes we're raised with a tradition. Jesus said, your traditions nullify the word. So we traditionally think God's like in the opposite corner and he's grumpy and he's got a white beard and he's got a stick and he's just looking for us to fail. Your whole concept's been developed by what your what our world brought you up to view. You've been conformed to this world instead of realizing how loving of a heavenly Father he is by reading his word and seeing that.
Yep. And just to go along with that, so after you identify that false belief, the next step is say, what does the word of God say about that? So if it's, hey, God doesn't love me, go into the scripture. There's so many scriptures, and read and meditate and say those scriptures out loud. And what you'll do is you will be replacing that belief slowly but surely with the truth of God's word. And it doesn't happen automatic because you oftentimes you will have years of thoughts and circumstances that have led you to believe otherwise. But as you tear down that false belief slowly but surely, you'll begin to build a new stronghold, which is
thoughts that are healthy.
A citadel. I love this verse in Psalm that talks about that, but God becomes your fortress.
And that
is what you get to anchor your life on. That's what you get to build around, that protection that comes with God's word.
You know, I love, Austin, that we address the false beliefs. And there's some that are just common. There's some common things that we all fight. There's weapons of our warfare, but then there's also warfare that is common to all of us. And there was the word of God. In fact, it's like you say, here's my false belief. And then you actually, in the course, paired the word of God that refutes that. So we're not going to make you go through your Bible and try to dig that. We're going to actually put something right in your hand. We've already forged the sword that fights that false belief.
That's
that
great.
Tears down that high thing. And it's just really, it's really practical, and it's really helpful to identify things. And so I'm really excited
about. And even along the lines that we've discussed mostly about our false beliefs we have with God.
Yes.
But there's so many false beliefs you have about yourself.
That, I am what I do. I am how I look.
Yep.
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Yep. All these different false beliefs and false beliefs about others.
Right.
And so that's the amazing thing about the Renew course. We take 50 plus false beliefs and we give you the scriptures to combat those false beliefs.
And it is a warfare. We wouldn't have weapons if we weren't in a war.
It's a fight, but it's one of the most enjoyable fights you can fight because you get to see, you get your power back. You get that authority back that you indirectly handed over to the enemy, and you get to take that back and you get to beat those thoughts down. And so I just want to encourage you guys, go to messengercourses.com, check out the course Renew. We just launched it less than 2 weeks ago. It's going amazing, and I want you guys to be able to join and get in on it if you can. And so check out the website, messengercourses.com, and just continue in this battle to tear down those false beliefs that have just been holding you back. And I believe that 2018, we're already about a month into it, that they can get past those things that have held them back for so long.
And Austin, I also think we have the three free.
Mm-hmm.
Three keys to getting unstuck. And so if they want to get started on that, it's a little mini course. We just believe that that's actually going to propel you. It's going to start you right into the way. You can jump right into the Renew course, but if you're still kind of, I'm not sure, we want you to check out those three keys to getting unstuck.
And that's on messengercourses.com as well.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And you guys can write a review, you can subscribe, or you can share the podcast through iTunes. It's really simple. And also, we'd love to hear from you because we want to start forming and crafting our podcast according to the things that are most troubling you or maybe the questions that you have. So please send those ideas to messengerinternational.org/podcast. Okay, until next time, stay blessed.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review, and be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. Also, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any topics or questions that you'd like for us to address on future episodes, please send those our way at messengerinternational.org/podcast. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.